Top tips for personal branding in estate agency. Today I'm joined by Sylvia Eldawi, who is a estate agency guru in Dubai. And in Dubai, they are absolutely massive on personal branding. Talk to me about what top tips you can give UK estate agents on how to grow their personal brand in estate agency and why it's so important. Yeah. Talk to me.
So we know the Brits love a brand, and that's why agents choose, are very selective about the agency brand that they work with, because that is going to be the overarching brand.
Yes, you call Connells out, you call Foxtons out. You don't call Dave from Foxtons.
Exactly. But in Dubai, you call Dave from Foxtons. So in fact, you call Dave because Foxtons is not.
Do you think, I mean, you used to be a director for Lauriston's in London, big agent in London, and also for Northwoods. Do you think that's because the estate agency firms in the UK are a lot more established and this personal branding thing has only been around for no more than 10 years, whilst Dubai is a very young market and, you know, I would say to you, yes, we do love brands, but I just don't think the personal branding issue has been raised its head above the parapet yet. Yeah.
I think it's social media has given rise to personal branding and shows like Selling Sunset, Million Dollar Listing. All of these shows are kind of like, actually, there's a real growth of real estate agents becoming kind of micro influencers to a degree. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are kind of jumping on this bandwagon, and Dubai is really leading the way when it comes to that micro influencer. They're posting on social media every day. They barely even mention the agency brand. You'll be lucky to even find the agency brand listed in their bio. It is about them, because again, it's quite fluid. An agent can go from one brand to another, or one agency to another. So they're very much focused on, I'm building up my profile, my network, and whichever agency I work for that issues my visa, then they will be blessed with my following, you know.
Is there anyone in Dubai that we need to be following?
In terms of, there's one girl who I adore her. She was a social media manager, which helps in her past life. She got into real estate in November last year, and within 7 months, she'd made $1 million commission.
Which is 200 grand.
200 grand in purely off the back of social media, TikTok and Instagram. That's it. All her leads, all
What's
her buyers.
What's her name?
Her name is Fabrizia DXB. She's one to watch. Take Charge with AJ. He's one to watch.
And again, in Dubai, it's slightly different because it's all about getting the buyers, not the sellers.
Yeah.
Do you think that sort of personal brand social media would work in the UK when it's all about getting sellers?
The mode of attraction is the same. What you're trying to attract or who you're talking to is the only thing that differs. So in Dubai, the shortage is, no, we have an overabundance of stock. We have an oversupply of off-plan listings and secondary. So they're targeting buyers. They want buyers. Buyers are like gold dust. Here, it's the other way around. You want sellers. So the point of social media is to attract the audience that you need at that particular time. And by trying to attract buyers, you do naturally attract sellers. Because,
of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course, because most buyers are sellers. What sort of content are they chucking out? I'm assuming, you know, if you look at most social media in the UK, it's listing, listing, listing. Look what I've sold. Aren't I awesome? Yeah. Listing, listing, listing. Look out what award I've won. It's very dull and boring.
Boring, yawn.
What sort of content are these guys and girls chucking out?
So they're doing a lot of why Dubai. They're doing a lot of comparisons about, let's say, what $200,000 will get you in Dubai versus what $200,000 will get you in London or Miami or whatever. So there's a lot of comparisons. There's a lot of area focused.
So talking about the property market, why people should buy.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
There's a lot of silly stuff. just to show personality, yes. And, you know, okay. Which is needed.
So it's talking about the local area. It's talking about the local property market. It's showing your personality. It's
Q&As, common questions.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know, who's been talking about that for the last, this, do you know? Come on, guys.
Is that you?
No, shit, Sherlock. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you follow these people, they're both educational yet entertaining. Is that edutainment? Is that what how it's called?
Yeah, that's edutainment. Hey, someone's been checking out my website, propology.com.
There you go. Same line. There you
go. A lot of it is so cringy, I have to admit.
Okay, but other people you know what the Brits are like. We are, you know, we're a bit stiff upper lip.
Mm.
You know, you were here for 27, 28 years, so, and you were brought up here, so you know what we're like. Mm. Can you see Brits? I mean, you're obviously doing it, aren't you?
I am.
But why are not our fellow Brits doing it?
Okay, I'm doing it, but not as hard as I could be doing it, because I still do have that British kind of, fear of getting in front of the camera, but that word cringe that we love to avoid here.
Yes, but is it taking you the other way?
You've got to have zero cringe fear over there. And they do. So I do watch some of them and I do cringe, but it gets results. So you've got to go with it. And
okay, but you can be professional and be edutainment.
Yeah. Edutaining.
Yes. But without being cringy, can't you?
You can, but it's hard to... What happens is you end up finding someone who's edutaining and not cringy, and then you end up just copy-pasting everything that they do. So slowly, slowly... What we don't want is everyone to be doing the same sort of content. It's nice for everyone to embrace their individuality, embrace their uniqueness, and be authentic. Like, you can't be anyone but you. I can't be anyone but me.
Okay, you don't have to do that cringily, because that's, I think, a lot of people are fearful of that. Mm. They don't want to talk a twat. That's a technical term.
Well, first of all, they don't even want to get in front of the camera. So let's start there. They don't want to get in front of the camera. They want to rely on traditional means. You know, oh, this is how it was done in the past. And we'll stick to this. They're not moving forward. And you've got to move forward with the times. And this is where everyone is. Their concentration span, you know, me and you, we're YouTube generation. We could probably sit and watch a documentary.
I was born in 71. I'm not YouTube generation.
Okay. Newspaper or whatever.
Not a youngster like you.
There is a shop window equivalent in real estate, which nobody is using. And I would love for people to start taking this very seriously. Can you guess what it is? Which app on your phone?
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp for business. So not just the regular WhatsApp, and I haven't got my finger on the pulse too much with UK estate agents, whether they're using WhatsApp for business. Certainly the one guy I dealt with recently at Johns & Co, he used WhatsApp and has WhatsApp for business. And I was quite surprised. Turns out he'd worked in Dubai, and that's why he...
Doing what?
He was a real estate agent.
Yes, but for WhatsApp business.
Your shop window. Your shop window. So WhatsApp for business, check it out, because it's got a complete, it's like your little personal profile catalog shop window. It's got so many features that you don't have available on the regular WhatsApp. So first of all, you can add all your links to it, your Instagram links, your YouTube links, your email address. You can have like a cover photo. You can have your opening hours or your availability hours. You can have a catalog. So there's a bunch of PDFs or images, which could, for real estate agents, you can use your listings, or you can add your how-to guides, or you can add your community guides. And before someone's even contacted you, they can know everything about what your niche is, what your business is. So that's one thing that's really, really underutilized. And I would recommend everyone, especially when ultimately every real estate agent just wants to rely on referrals. So the best way to start a referral is for someone to share your contact and it look professional, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm a champion for WhatsApp for business.
Lovely. Any final top tips for estate agents on personal branding?
So once they have got over the fear of getting in front of the camera and they start producing content in the form of reels for Instagram or TikTok, and then they start noticing that they get a flood of inquiries, repurpose them to LinkedIn, repurpose them to YouTube. So even YouTube has now caught on to the fact that concentration spans have reduced. I think the average is like 13 seconds these days. They've now repurposed. They have YouTube Shorts, yes, where you can upload clips up to 60 seconds. And
yeah, the art is to, you need short and long. You need, yeah, you need the short to hook them, and then the longs, and then that filters through to the big, you know, some of my best performing videos are 20, 30 minutes long, mm, but you need a short hook to get them yeah, into.
It's like the little door opener.
Yeah. Sylvia, thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
Truly exceptional. Thank you.